a weak Solidarity Brekkie team listener when we have experienced and enjoyed the great benefits of privatisation, the wrenching of inefficient essential services from the bloated hand of the public sector and handing them to the efficiency of the private sector, and, well, some not-so-essential services like airports and airlines as they recharge the batteries, or the coal and gas and fossil fuel and do their bit for the planet. With the only Irish accent I loathe, Alan Joystick, supremo of the airline that used to be our airline, advocating the development of less polluting biofuels, and although we and Alan enjoy the benefits of the super-efficient private sector, Alan is so generous a person he has come up with a role the inefficient, bloated hand of the public sector can play, just so it won't feel left out. The public purse, Alan announced, can assist the airline, which used to be by footing the bill. Quant asked for money. See the 20 bill, or so it copped from the public purse in JobKeeper and other corporate welfare, wasn't nearly enough for us to enjoy the collective benefits of the private sector of privatisation, as Alan keeps informing us. And the destination for Alan's less polluting, publicly inefficiently funded, privately efficient polluters also privatised, and don't airport users just rave about how much cheaper everything is thanks to the private sector monopoly, from parking to the walking in the door fee and almost giveaway food and drink prices? We have to keep asking, how can they afford to give us that so cheaply, almost giving everything away? Anyway, the privatised monopoly airport, presumably privatised because government had an ideological objection to a public monopoly, because that would lead to ripping off and taking advantage of, and knowing the private sector would never dream of. Anyway, things are going so badly, thanks to COVID and all that, that an airport spokesperson this week decried the fact that the government had not come up with nearly enough corporate welfare for the airport and its struggling shareholders. Heaven forbid it might have to increase its prices. But yes, another fine example of the benefits of privatisation. But none as clear as this energy crisis obviously caused by the inefficient, bloated hand of the public sector, because there's no way a private sector whose only concern is the community and social good could create a crisis. After all, it's only reasonable if they can turn off the power when they consider the price for that power isn't nearly as high as they demand. And thankfully, corporate welfare came to the rescue. See, there's the important difference between responsible, caring employers, the caring private sector, and irresponsible, evil unions and lazy, avaricious workers. If unions, if workers go on strike, they are fined millions. When the energy behemoths go on strike, they are handed millions, which shows how evil unions get what they deserve and good privatised behemoths get what they don't deserve. If we still have any doubts about the wisdom of handing essential services to caring corporate boardrooms, just imagine what would be happening now if our energy production and distribution was still in the hands of the public sector. Just imagine. And it gets worse for the fossils. The Queensland government has increased royalties on coal for no better reason than they are making massive profits, squillions, due to record prices, with the Trublawasi Capitalist Review expressing how we all feel. A rip-off, it gave its objective opinion. While the great corporates themselves, when they got their collective breaths back, declared they would fight this blatant attack on their rights to dig up the land. After all, they keep telling us coal and gas are somehow part of the transition we must make from coal and gas. Indeed, one ad telling us how wonderful is gas calls it renewable gas. And in fairness, it wouldn't hurt if they could just give us a bit of an explanation of that one. But faced with this grossly unfair rip-off, at least great transnational coal giants Glen rotten to the core and white profits are heaven, were able to console themselves by announcing record profits. We hope that makes them, and particularly their shareholders, feel just that little bit better and compare their commitment to social responsibility to the irresponsible actions of the lowest of low paid, intent on extorting an extra dollar an hour from their caring employers. from those hard-working shareholders under the economy-wrecking falsehood that the price of labour should at least rise in line with caring business-class prices and inflation. It's a disgrace, leading us to the much-coveted Consistency of the Week Award. And we're proud to announce the big award has gone to the Reserve Profits Bank Governor Philip Low Pay for Others. Isn't it a boon for satire when someone who wants the lowest of low paid to get lower and lower paid's name is Low? Philip Low Pay for Others, who 2 weeks ago agreed the price of labour should keep up with the price of capital, but this week declared the opposite, that the price of labour must decrease and decrease, else their caring employers would be robbed of the difference. But then that price of capital was pointed out clearly in Das Kapital, with Philip Low Pay for Others' pertinent point echoed by caring employers that the dollar an hour granted to the lowest of low would cost jobs, bankrupt the economy, close businesses, worse, create the inflation which preceded the crippling dollar an hour. Expressed so sensibly as we have come to expect from our old mate Innes Will Cost the Workers of the True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group, who declared inflation was due 100% to lazy avaricious workers and evil unions and nothing, absolutely nothing to do with caring employers or little matters that are anathema to caring employers like greed. In Innes's language, the inflation which led to the dollar an hour decision was caused by the dollar an hour decision. Nothing if not logical, the old Innes. And the new Minister for Caring Business Class Relations said Philip Low Pay for Others didn't say what he said. But don't worry, Philip, you're still getting the award. Your Consistency of the Week award is on its way. And one caring employer writing a brilliant think piece in the Lord Rupert of Wapping News Very Limited Media, displaying just how much caring employers really care about their wage slaves, workers, said a four-day working week would be a disaster because it would make workers so stressed. See? Caring. Thinking only of others. Yes, spot on. Imagine the stress, a day off trying to do what you want to do, what you want to enjoy, spoiled by the constant stress of wishing you were back in the workplace doing your bit for your caring employer. It'd be agony. Speaking of Lord Rupert of Wapping, see, he's about to end yet another marriage, this time with former model Jerry Hall, but fair enough, I suppose she's getting a bit too old for Rupert. Financial pages informed us a funeral director had raised $10 million, and I thought, this is the greatest miracle since Lazarus or the dear baby Jesus himself, but why do yourself out of business? But silly me, it turned out to be $10 million, presumably so it can go on dispatching the unraisable. Like those shot up by the day in the US of the UN of the US of the world mass shootings, lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy, exercising their democratic constitutional rights, aided and abetted this week by the Supreme Trump. Hang on. Oh, Supreme Court, ruling a New York law requiring gun purchasers to give a reason for wanting a gun illegal. Why do you want to make this purchase? I want to, shoot up as many people as I, can. Right, good reason, you pass the test. After all, it's your right. Look, I recommend this assault rifle. It's got a great shoot-ups record, providing you with minutes of fun. And federally, attempts to prevent potential mass shooters from getting hold of their assault rifles until they turn 21, when they'll be mature enough to shoot up schools and churches and shopping centres and things, have been thwarted by the believers in their liberty, freedom and democracy right to shoot up at birth, or pre-birth, because the Supreme Trump, court, is also about to rule they have the right to shoot up whoever they want to shoot up from the moment of conception. In the week that was sport, in a post-match review after Melbourne returned to the winning list Thursday night, an incisive commentator asked a player, does it feel good to win? Now here's our big challenging question, listener. Did the player answer A, yes, or B, no? Tough one. Answer next week. finally, caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo Constable Peter Duffer had the rump left in marginal city seats calling for the smelling salts when he declared millions had voted for the coalition, including the Hayseed and Sheepshed lot, and therefore he would maintain the climate change, if there is such a thing, and energy policy they took to the election. Look, I know he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but he obviously hasn't yet twigged, so someone should point out to Constable Duffer that they actually lost the election. Good morning.